1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 1, and Paul writing to the church at Corinth, he said, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ." That's a good place to be. That's like keeping the busyness, you know, keep all that stuff, just keep Jesus lifted up and him crucified. "And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." Hallelujah. The Living Bible says, "The Holy Spirit's power was in my words, proving to those who heard them that the message was from God. I did this because I wanted your faith to stand firmly upon God and not on man's great ideas." And the Amplified says, "And my language and my message were not set forth in persuasive, enticing, and plausible words of wisdom, but they were in demonstration of the Holy Spirit and power, a proof by the Spirit and power of God operating on me and stirring in the minds of my hearers the most holy emotions and thus persuading them." So we can see here, Paul came not with his own wisdom. He was what? Empowered by the Holy Ghost. And there were what? Demonstrations of the Spirit and of power. Let's turn over to Romans chapter 15. Just back up a little bit, page or two. Romans chapter 15. And look at verse 18 and 19. And I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. In verse 18 it says, "Yet I dare not boast about anything except what Christ has done through me, bringing the Gentiles to God by my message and by the way I worked among them. They were convinced by the power of miraculous signs and wonders, and by the power of God's Spirit. In this way I have fully presented the gospel, or the good news of Christ, from Jerusalem all the way to Illyricum." So you can see here, Paul was depending on the Holy Spirit to work in him and through him, so that there would be signs following, demonstrations of the Spirit that would do what? Confirm the word that was spoken or taught. Hallelujah. And let me just read this. This is Ephesians 6:10 from the Passion Translation. It says, "Now, my beloved ones, I have saved these most important truths for the last. Be supernaturally infused with strength through your life union with the Lord Jesus." That's important. "Stand victorious with the force of his explosive power flowing in and through you." So we know here that God's power can and does work through us, and we should be expecting that. That's why when Paul writes in the King James, it's written, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." That's what it says here in the Passion Translation says, be supernaturally infused with strength through your life union with the Lord Jesus. So this is going to come out of our fellowship and our union with Him. Let's turn over to John 15. John chapter 15. And let's look at this here. That this union that we have with the vine is what's going to cause this strength and this power to be manifested in us. John 15, in verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Now verse 4, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. So when we talk about the power of God, it's the same thing. That's bearing fruit. You know, having His power manifested in us is fruit. That's fruit bearing. And how does that come about? We just got done reading that in the Passion Translation. It comes about through our life union with Him, being connected to the vine. So this here, he said, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. So when Paul says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, you can't do that except you abide in him. You can't do that. And let's continue. Verse 6, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burned. Verse 7, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. So this strength or this power is going to come about through our union or our abiding in Him and His words abiding in us. You know, I was sharing earlier that there was a time, one situation in my life where I had some symptoms in my body. I had a high fever. There was something going on. And this was many, many years ago. I just took this cassette tape. I don't even remember which one it was. It was a Brother Hagin cassette tape. Turned that thing on, played it, click, flipped it over, click, flipped it over, click, flipped it over, click. And I did that hour after hour, hour after hour, hour after hour. I'd hear the click, flip it, and turn it over and listen. Flip, I'm not feeling a thing. I'm just feeling bad. And so I just kept listening, praying in the Holy Ghost. And I did that for 24 hours. Just I'd doze, hear the click, flip it, just keep listening. And I remember, as I was sharing, going through this process, I remember up out of my spirit came like, it's like a volcano. That's the only way I can explain it. It was a rushing, gushing, mighty flow in tongues. And this, it's a power of God come rushing up out of me, and I spoke in tongues, and I said, I got it. I didn't feel any better, but I had it. I knew I had it. That came about, faith came through staying connected to the vine, listening to the word, fellowshipping with him. What does he say? Abide in me and my words abide in you. Ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. So this power that we seek, be strengthened with might by his spirit in your inner man, is going to come about not by just hit or miss. You know, sometimes we're waiting on God. We've got to pursue him actively and pursue him. And so this power that we're looking for is in us, but it'll lie dormant unless it's activated. How is it activated? Through faith. Power of God is activated through faith. I mean, we've heard this. Brother Hagin taught it here when he had his meetings here. He said, keep the switch of faith turned on. What does that mean? It's like in Luke, he said, the power of God was present to heal them. So you've got to believe that the power of God is in you. If God is in you, his power is in you. He's in you. So that means that I've got to believe he's in me, the power of God is in me, and it's doing what? It's working in me. It's active. It's working in me. Strengthening me. And so, as we have shared in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and keep hearing. I keep telling this when I give somebody something that's in a tough spot. I said, look, take this, listen to it. When you get tired of listening to it, keep listening. Keep listening. Keep playing it, even when you don't want to play it. I do that. My flesh says, I've heard enough of that. I already know what they're going to say. I already know the next line they're going to say. I don't care. I just keep playing it. I keep playing it. I keep playing it. I keep playing it. And connection. Because your flesh is going to say, I don't want to hear this anymore. I don't want to hear this anymore. I want to go do this. I want to eat something. I want to do that. Shut up. I'm going to listen to this and listen and listen and listen till I get what I need from God. And we just have to make that decision. We give up sometimes too quickly and too easily just because our flesh says we want something. It's the truth. It's the truth. So here's the thing. Things that we need from God, we have to abide in him. And his words must abide in us. Faith comes from hearing the word of God. So faith is going to come from hearing him. What did Mary say in John 5? Whatever he says, do it. Whatever he says, do it. When he spoke, he said, fill the water pots. And so they heard from him. What did he do? What did they do? They filled the water pots. And then because he spoke, they responded. Now he does the miracle. He does the work. What happened? He said, draw it out. He didn't say, draw the water out. He said, draw it out. So you can see that he speaks to us through his word. He speaks to us in a still, small voice. But when he speaks, what we're supposed to do is what? Listen and obey. So faith, here's the thing. Faith can be present, and we've read this in so many places, where in the Acts of the Apostles, they say they perceived he had faith. And they said, rise up, stand up, and walk. So faith can be present, and there's no demonstration. Because it's got to be acted upon. Faith must be acted upon. Faith must be released. So you've got to have faith, and you've got to act upon it. Faith, as we say, faith can be present, but if it's not acted upon. Think about that when we were sharing this before. That faith can be present. It's not just faith and the power of God working independently of one another. Faith can be present, but if it doesn't have faith in the power of God, what activates the power of God? Faith does. Faith says, I'm going to have this. I'm believing for this. I believe something that you're convinced of. So it's not just the power of God alone. Because then where does our faith come involved in that? Where is our faith in that? Nothing. We're to walk by faith and not by sight. We're to walk by faith. It doesn't even say we're to walk by faith and not even the power of God. We're to walk by faith. We have faith in the power of God, but you've got to have faith that activates the power of God. So it's not just faith alone, and it's not just the power of God alone. It's both working together. So you've got to have faith in something God has spoken in His Word. That's how faith comes. So you cannot have faith separate from a living fellowship with Him. This is where we're talking about faith comes from hearing Him. You can't just pull a scripture out of the Bible and then just apply it and expect to get results. I know that may wrestle your mind a little bit, but did you get direction to apply that scripture in that situation? Did you? Because as you meditate in the scripture, what does the scripture say? If we meditate on His Word day and night, we'll make our ways prosperous. But we have to, as we meditate on the Word of God, faith will come. Where does faith come from? God. He will direct us and lead us how and what scripture to apply. Because a lot of times people are just grabbing a scripture, confessing something, and believing that this is going to work. We all should believe it's going to work, but you need to hear from Him first. You need to get direction from God. Inspiration, or you could say, what is God leading me? What scripture am I believing for this situation? Right? Does that make sense to anybody? I know I've gotten the ditch over this. Not getting clear direction from God on which scripture to apply or to release words or to release faith-filled words in this area. So we're applying what I would call faith principles, but we're not hearing from Him. We're not getting clear direction as to how to apply that scripture. Or you could say it another way. Faith what? Filled words. When faith comes, that's inspired from who? Who's giving you that? That's from the Lord. So we cannot really have what I would call productive faith without a living union or fellowship with Him. Can't do it. John 14. John 14 and verse 21, it says, He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Verse 23, Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. You know what's interesting when you think about this? Nowhere does God say we should pray for his power. Think about that. He said, what does he say here? He said in verse 21, He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and we will what? Manifest myself to him. Well, I would think if he manifests himself, that would be like the power of God being manifested, right? He will manifest himself, and nowhere in there does it say, pray for it. He says, keep my commandments. Walk in love. Operate in faith. But primarily, it's hearing from him, getting closer to him to hear him, get direction from him. He will empower you to do something, to say something, to go somewhere, to do something. So we have to hear from him. He does the work. We obey, and then he does the work. Let's take a look at something. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians 5:21. This is a short scripture verse. What does it say? Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. So, in talking about proving all things, this just means to test, examine, prove, scrutinize. So we're to do what? Prove it and test something. That means prove the scriptures. What does it say in Romans 12:2? Be not conformed to this world, but be what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you can do what? I believe it says that we should what? Prove what is good, prove that which is good and acceptable in the perfect will of God. So we have to receive the scriptures, prove them, but we need to prove them. And part of that is having fellowship with God and testing all things, proving the scriptures. It doesn't, and of course, I know you've heard this. The pastors shared this. We've all shared this. Proving all things means that you don't just take what is said, but you do what? You test it. You examine it. You examine what's being shared. You test it. You prove it. And I'm thinking some of these other translations. The Common English Bible says, examine everything carefully. The Message translation, I really like this. It says, on the other hand, don't be gullible. Check out everything and keep only what's good. So what does that mean? A lot of times people are hearing things either from the pulpit, either from somebody who has a word from the Lord for them, and people are gullible and they're not testing and examining things carefully. So we need to, as part of all of this, as far as when we talk about the power of God, we need to examine the scriptures and get direction from God as to how to apply these scriptures. And when we do, faith comes, and he will empower us. I find that if we just do what the scripture says, we'll get the results. Psalm 119:140, it says, Your promises have been thoroughly tested, and your servant loves them. The New Century Version, it says, Your promises are proven. They're proven. They're tested. They're tried. But God is expecting us to not only test them and try them for ourselves, not to see if they'll work or not, but to see, where's your faith? Because that's what it says in 2 Corinthians 13. It says, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. See, whether or not you're in faith. The New Living, the translation says, examine yourselves to see if your faith is genuine. So God's word has been proven. But is your faith genuine? Is your relationship with God been tested and tried? In other words, are you hearing him clearly? Are you getting direction clearly? It's what it says. Examine yourselves to see if your faith is genuine. Test yourselves. Surely you know that Jesus Christ is among you. If not, you have failed to the test of genuine faith. So he's just saying, test yourselves. See if you're in faith. That's a good place to be. Examine yourselves. So when we talk about the power of God, I remember years ago, even when Pastor Hagen would come, I mean, these are just professions of faith. We would pray in the back, and he would leave out and say, we go in not on our own strength, we go in the strength of the Lord, the power of the Lord. And you make an affirmation of faith. You're going out to do God's bidding, God's work. You say, I'm going not in my own strength, not in my own wisdom. I'm going in his wisdom and his strength. But when we embark on things that God is assigning us to do, we want to make sure, did he tell us to do that? Is that something he's assigned us to do? And if it is, then we believe and trust God for his strength to do the work. And that's where all of us need to be looking at, that whatever God has assigned us to do, look for his strength, his ability, his supernatural strength to empower us to do the work. And not only just do the work, but just to think through us, speak through us, operate through us. That's what we're done reading. This incarnation, this merger of God and man has allowed God to be able to put his life in us, in this container. Not so that we just struggle through life, but that his life, his power, his ability is in us because he's in us. And we don't have to operate as mere men here. Amen. So this is where we get our faith strengthened. We feed on this and believe for God's supernatural ability to operate in us and strengthen us. When we're at our weakest and our, that's what Paul said, he came to you in weakness. And in much trembling. But he looked to God. God had assigned him to do this. And he said, what happened? But the Spirit was operating in me and through me in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power of God. To do what? Convince people of the gospel. Amen. So this is something, you know, for me, we all operate in various levels, but looking to God for the ability and the strength to do the tasks and the assignments that we have, we need to look to him for his ability, his wisdom, his strength to operate in and through us. Because what does the scripture say? The branch can do nothing. Nothing. That means no thing. Except it abide in him. We've got to stay connected. So that means that the power that we need, the the strength that we need is going to come through our fellowship with him. Continued fellowship.